I'm holding in my hand a letter from the law office of John R. DiLoretto, attorney at law, 101 West Anapamoose Street, Suite D, Santa Barbara, dated June 19, 1989. It's a three-page type letter addressed to Steve Schmidt and Company, 1515 Chapala Street. Attention, Mr. Steve Schmidt, regarding Mr. Mark Schneidman / 715 Circle Drive. And John DiLoretto was a friend that I met in 1989. He was a for sale by owner, and I went and met him, and he had already moved out of the house, and he was living up off of Patterson, and I made an appointment because I saw his ad in the paper, and he was in the backyard dressed in a suit. His wife was there, and she was so friendly, and he was sitting there with his arm crossed looking at me like I was Osama bin Laden. And I got the listing, sold the house, and he wrote this letter. I shared the letter with his good buddy from childhood, who's also a local attorney who's been on the program, John Valentine, and James Valentine, I'm sorry. And he was so happy to receive it. He felt it was like visiting with his friend, a joy to read classic John, loved his references. And this guy was a tough attorney. I don't know if he ever lost a case. And sadly, he died so young, around age 61 or so, last year. It's really sad. Dear Mr. Schmidt, and I'm reading this not to, you know, puff me up, just to show he was just so poetic. He was just over the top. Dear Mr. Schmidt, I want to take this opportunity to write you to direct your attention to the excellent work of your agent, Mr. Mark Schneidman. I ran into you once in the lobby of your offices approximately 3 months ago and advised you then that I was extremely impressed by Mr. Schneidman's hard work and honesty. Now that the escrow is finally closed on my home, I want to compliment you on the excellent training which you clearly provide to your agents and on the discernment which you obviously exercise in selecting those individuals who will work for your company. And then it's followed by several paragraphs with the beginning of each paragraph underlined. Promises, promises, promises. In my prior experience with real estate agents in Santa Barbara, I found the real estate agent a bit like the politician or sleazy attorney. Again, this is from an attorney. He will promise you the sky to gain a listing and then deliver mud, insisting it is chocolate mousse. Mr. Schneidman made only promises which he could keep. He kept them all. I was astonished. Next paragraph, underlined. Open your ears, not your mouth. Diarrhea of the mouth must be the most common fatal disease suffered by real estate agents. I could provide to you a catalog of agents who have attempted to win my business by telling me about themselves ad nauseum. So great are their glories that only Mark Anthony could do justice to their eulogy. These blowhards are so busy tooting their own horn that they forget that the client's interest must come first. The first step toward that goal is simple, to listen. Mark listened carefully to my objectives in selling my residence. He took notes and distinguished between all steps which had already been taken and those which had yet to be completed. He then carefully executed a plan to accomplish, underlined, my interests. While there is common ground between a principal and his agent in that both benefit from the sale of the home, frequently there are peripheral interests concerning the time, matter, and conditions of the sale, which are of primary importance to a seller. These interests may not jibe in all cases with an agent's interest in obtaining a quick commission. My prior experience with agents in Santa Barbara has been that their commission is their only interest. Ouch. I have ultimately had to fire such agents. Mark listened carefully to the conditions which I placed upon his agency relationship with me and fulfilled those conditions before deeming himself entitled to this commission. This was laudable. Again, I'm reading this so you get to know John. It has nothing to do with me. Next paragraph, underlined, behind every great man, there is even a greater woman. Because I'm busy with my practice of law, I instructed Mark at the outset that I wished him to deal with my wife in most of the decision-making process of the listing and sale. I trust my wife. Most important decisions were made by my wife in discussion with myself and with Mark. This was to my satisfaction. In my prior listing arrangements, every other broker or agent that I have dealt with ignored my request that my wife lead the charge. Consequently, my wife has felt justly insulted and demeaned, while simultaneously I found my office deluged by petty questions from pesky agents. James Ballantyne loved the pesky agents and sleazy attorney line. This problem arose even in one listing agreement with a female agent. Once again, Mark behaved like a gentleman, honoring my request that he respect my wife's authority, and by honoring my wife by treating her with the dignity that she, as a partner in my household, deserves. Next paragraph, underline. Elbow grease is more impressive than a Mercedes. I probably wasn't driving a very impressive car back then. There appears to be a generally belief in Santa Barbara real estate that the operation and ownership of a Mercedes-Benz with a personalized license plate is more important to real estate sales than hard work. This is the mentality of sitting on one's laurels rather than tending to the growth of the laurel tree. Wow. Never heard that before. Mark avoided this trap. He went substantially above and beyond the call of duty and telephoning hardwood floor refinishing businesses all over Santa Barbara in order to find a business who would refinish the floors in the residence and accept payment upon close of escrow. He sought and found a furniture rental shop who would furnish the home free of charge in order to make it show better. He assisted me in maintaining the garden. He checked the house on a near day-to-day basis and oversaw plumbing repairs on the premises. He even repaired a toilet. I did myself. He familiarized himself with all relevant documents in the case in detail. He asked the right questions and called the right experts. This was impressive. Once again, I was surprised and pleased. Next paragraph, underline, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The first rule of sales is know your product. The second rule is get behind the product. In my dealings with another real estate agency in connection with my residence, my Montecito tract home simply did not meet the personal specifications of the hoity-toity agent who represented me. As such, she could find fault with the residence, despite the fact that it was large and beautiful and had lovely wood floors, was located in a fabulous school district, was offered at a great price. None of this made any difference to this arrogant agent. Sorry. If it wasn't Burnham Wood, it was a wood shack. By contract, Mark immediately saw the tremendous potential and beauty of existing amenities. He generated interest in the home by providing a detailed but casual discussion of its merits rather than a shrill discourse on its demerits. This guy was a great writer. Indeed, I think the prior agency used my home simply to try and talk buyers into spending more money on that office's other listings in better parts of Montecito. Mark clearly saw what attracted me to the home and was able to show that beauty off to others. I think Mark could have successfully done this with a shack on Milton Street, a tract in Montecito, or a mansion in Mission Canyon. Again, I appreciate his hard work. As I already told Mark, I'm going to be actively recommending his services to my friends, relatives, and clients. Over the past years, I've made it a habit never to recommend the service of a particular real estate broker, as I've had so little confidence in the possibility that the promises made shall be performed. I am already actively telling my clients about Steve Schmidt and about Mr. Schneidman. He is a credit to Steve Schmidt, and I genuinely hope that you will enjoy a profitable relationship with Mr. Schneidman many years to come. Very truly yours, John R. DiLoretto, June 19th, 1989. I never read this before. I never showed it to anybody. I was kind of embarrassed by it, but in sending it to a fellow attorney and childhood friend of John DiLoretto, James Ballantyne, it was just who John was at the time, just over the top. He was a loyal friend. He referred me to clients and friends. I did all of his family, his father, his aunt, their homes. He was a good friend and a great client, but he was a good friend, and I miss him dearly. I don't think he ever lost a case. John DiLoretto. Ed DiLoretto is the only son left. There were five of them. Bob's your uncle. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.